It is 8 a.m. in New York, 2 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 7 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com. I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations, and I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. So I was at this pool party of my college ex-boyfriend during our 20-year high school reunion. I know this sounds like a disaster waiting to happen, but we were standing there and I was talking with a few friends and they were asking me about life in Burkina Faso. And we got on the topic of playing an instrument. And I said, yeah, I want to play the djembe, right? So the djembe is, for those of you who know, West Africa, really popular instrument that is, I believe, made locally there. And as it came out of my mouth, I realized, you just said you wanted to do that, but you've said that for a long time. And I was like, I got home and I thought, what the heck, Sunday? You mouth off at a party like, yeah, I want to do the djembe or I'm going to do the djembe, but you haven't done it yet. Like, what the heck? So I confronted myself, like, what is holding me back from actually taking djembe lessons? It's so ridiculous. I honestly don't know what I was afraid of. I had the opportunity to take djembe for a whole year. I had said I wanted to do djembe for a whole year, but something was holding me back. And I think I know now what it was. Saying yes to djembe would honestly be saying yes to something that I wanted to do, but it was actually saying no to an hour of work. It was saying yes to stopping and taking time for myself. That is the thing that was actually holding me back from djembe. And I wasn't going to let my college, you know, ex-boyfriend be the one that was the impetus to make me actually do it. But it kind of was. I didn't want to be the girl who said she was going to be do something but never did it. Right? So I went back and actually made it happen. And for that, I'm grateful. The one conversation I had with the musician friend that we had, who's a local Burkinabe, and said, hey, I want to do djembe. How about Tuesday? That one gesture made an impact in my life that I will cherish for a lifetime. Saying yes to djembe was saying yes, honestly and surprisingly, to my health. If you've ever played djembe for an hour, it is exhausting and you really use a lot of upper body strength. So I was saying yes to my health. I was saying yes to my health by taking a break. I was saying yes to connection with an amazing musician from Burkina Faso. I was saying yes to deeper cultural understanding. I was saying yes to learning a new instrument. I was saying yes to this amazing journey where we went on to actually pick out the wood, the djembe, or that the djembe would be carved out of. I met the man who took the goat skin and wrapped it at the top and created the drum. I met the artist who carved my djembe. All of that was because I finally said yes to the thing I had been saying I wanted to do. So kind of embarrassed I just shared that story with you, but the whole point is that by just saying you want to do something and not doing it, you're missing out on an impact that could actually last a lifetime. We know this cognitively, right? We know that lip service gets you nothing. But action does, right? It's not rocket science. At the same time, it's time to put your legs where your mouth is, right? Stop talking and start doing. So here's the thing. I want you to be experiencing a life as rich as I had access to because I finally stopped saying something and took action to do it. The action was tiny. It was one conversation. I made a plan and it created the domino effect I was talking about in our last episode in my life in ways that I could not predict. So here is how you can do it. If you're sick of just talking and ready to take action, the steps are simple. Number one, get clear. Get clear on where your mouth is, right? What are you saying? Anytime you say things like, yeah, I would like to, or someday I'm going to, pay attention to those. Oh yeah, I really want to do that. Or I really should do that. Those are triggers. Those are things where your mouth is running, but not your legs. So here's what I hear all the time from my clients that we then later take action on. So things like this. I'd like to schedule a regular date night with my partner, right? How many times have you said that, but it hasn't happened yet? I really should meditate. Okay, raise your hand if that's you. Ton of people that I know say, I really should meditate. I want to buy new undergarments, right? That one probably makes you laugh. But how many women who are listening have ever thought, you know what? Geez, I've had these mom bras for years. Why don't I buy something a little sexy, something that makes me feel good? Maybe it's signing up for yoga or calling your political representation and sharing your voice about an issue that means the world to you. Maybe you want to write more. Maybe you've said, gosh, I should really buy those glass containers instead of the plastic stuff. Or deep down, you know that what you should do and not just talk about is getting your business systems in order. All right, so get clear. Where's your mouth? Right? What are you talking about, but you're not yet doing? Some of these things feel really big. Other things seem super trivial. But what I've seen in the life of my clients is that they are so important to pay attention to because, again, there's that domino effect that it has in your life. So take note. Where do you need to start finally taking action? This week, I want you to pay attention to any time you say, I'd like to, I want to, I really should, or someday I'm going to. Write it down. Once you have your list, I want you to do number two, which is break it down. Okay, what is it that you want to do? Then you ask yourself, what has to happen for me to actually do this? Okay, break it down into smaller steps. So, for example, if you want to call your political representation, you need to, one, get their telephone number. Two, find out when to call during office hours because maybe you live in another time zone. You have to make sure you can make a live call. Or three, find a way that you can send an email or leave a message. Super simple, but break it down. For others, it might be something that's a little bit more long-term. So for example, meditate. You might say, okay, what has to happen for me to actually do this? Well, one, I don't know how to meditate, so I need to find out how. Okay, you could ask a few friends. For those of you who've been listening to my podcast, you know that I use Headspace and I love it. And download a meditation app so you feel guided. Okay, maybe the next step is I need to decide when I can meditate. It has to be ridiculously easy to achieve. So when is the most likely time in your day where you can fit in meditation? Is it early in the morning before the kids get up? Is it during your lunch hour? Is it in the car right after you drive home from work but haven't yet walked into the house? Is it right before you go to bed at night? Okay, break it down. When's the most likely time? And then the next step would be, what is the most ridiculously easy amount of time I should commit to meditating? Okay, you're going to do 5 minutes. Are you going to do 10 minutes? And then set it in your schedule. So step one is get clear. Step two is break it down. And the third one is schedule it. You know it's not going to happen unless it's in your phone, right? If you don't get a reminder, you know you're not going to do it. So put it in your calendar. Set a reminder. Maybe, you know, give yourself a warning 15 minutes before so that you are ready to transition into that next step. And then step four is simple. Do it. Okay. And then celebrate it. Be the one who walks, not talks. As I said, this is not rocket science. It's about taking a simple concept of getting clear, break it down, scheduling it and doing it, and then living it. Right? That thing that you want, it's so worth it. Are you capable of doing this? Absolutely. But all you have to do is say yes to yourself that you're going to be the one who walks and not talks. Okay, so here's an example. One of my clients wanted to take better care of herself. So a great goal, something a lot of my clients have, but taking better care of yourself is still very abstract. It's not measurable. It's not tangible, right? So we broke it down. And what did she do? We said, we're going to get clear. What was she saying of I would like to, or I want to, or someday I'm going to? And her answer was stop wearing mom bras. You know those. They're the beige ones that are like not very sexy. Nothing against them, but she had just wanted to wear something that made her feel a little sassy. And that was a sign for her of taking care of herself, not for anybody else, but herself, right? So we did the first step of getting clear on what that was. She identified the mom bra. We broke it down. What has to happen for you to actually do this? She had to go out and go to a store that sold things beyond mom bras. So she went to, you know, like a lingerie store, not something sleazy that you see, you know, shops near a liquor store or something. She went to something really tasteful, beautiful, elegant that she could imagine wearing and feel good about. So she goes there and she picked out three different pieces that made her feel good. Okay. She broke it down. That meant go to the store, reserve the time. She scheduled it, and then she actually did it. So what happened next? She reported feeling more confident during the day. Her mornings started out better because the first thing she did was put something on her body that made her feel sassy. She was in a better mood. She had more energy. That created more consistent exercise. And this is probably not a surprise, but as a bonus, her partner picked up on this new sassy attitude and only later discovered the beautiful surprise that was behind it. That had an impact on their relationship by rekindling their romance and created fresh connection with her partner. I mean, talk about impact. Something as simple, going from, you know, the idea of wanting to take better care of yourself, getting really clear in what's one step, breaking that down, making it happen, had the domino effect, more confidence, more energy, taking care of yourself in other ways, and the side bonus, a fresh connection with her partner. All right. I think that's a, you know, investment. Well worth it. Okay. So this is the kind of thing that I'm inviting you to think about. Do not minimize the thing that you're focusing in on. For her, she just, you know, kind of disregarded it as silly. But the impact is nothing even close to silly. It's important, impactful, and long-lasting. All of this because she just stopped talking about it and walked the talk. Now, another client who was an accompanying spouse, she wanted to find a way to use more of her skills, like no matter where she was, because they traveled, you know, every 2 to 3 years, they went somewhere else. And her child was getting a little bit more independent. So this might sound really familiar. You know, those of you who are listening, you're like, yeah, I'd like to use my skills more. That's an idea of the big idea, but how do I break it down? So what we did is we got clear. What does that mean to use more of your skills? Right? This goes very clear in the direction of purpose and meaning, doesn't it? So we identified, what are your skills? What are the things that you say you want to do more of? And we narrowed in on our skills, and it came down to communication. In fact, it was about writing. And she realized that through that, she wanted to do writing, but in a portable way, you know, like a freelancer, because they travel a lot. As we looked at using her skills, she was like, actually, how can I use my experiences around the world and have that add value to the writing that I do? And we came on to international journalism. So this idea of getting clear in what she said she wanted to do, she wanted to travel, she wanted to write more, she wanted to use more of her skills, we got clarity by breaking it down. Now that's what you want. What has to happen for you to actually do this? So she realized, I need to find a way that I can write professionally and get paid for it, even if I'm in another country. From that, she broke it down. For me to get paid, what should I do? Probably have a qualification for it. We landed on a reputable international journalism school, and she kept breaking it down. What has to happen to get in there? You have to apply. You have to write a great letter. You have to prove that they should take you. And that's exactly what she did. Step by step. And let me tell you, this client is amazing. I mean, you don't think that she was scared out of her pants about this, like this idea of, oh, all of a sudden I'm going to be an international journalist. Really? Step by step, she battled through her fears, all the things she told herself, and just took the next step. It probably doesn't surprise you that she got it. She went in there, has been doing the work, is acing classes, and has even gotten published already. She is well on her way to living her dream, all because she got sick of just talking about it. She started to walk the talk, be the one who walks and not talks. The impact in her life, not only is she a better writer, she's nourishing the skills that were already there. She's feeling more confident to do it in a foreign language. She's been published. She now knows she has a portable skill, which opens up things for their entire family. She, as a result of having to make the time to do the work, has clearer boundaries with her partner. She has better time management, and she's more confident overall. I mean, that's impact. Impact that will last her lifetime. Boundaries in your family, better time management, more confidence, a portable skill, clarity. And it's really not that difficult. Get clear, break it down, schedule it, and do it. It's exactly the kind of small tweaks that make a massive impact. And you know how fired up I am about doing something small that has a big impact. And that is why I am so committed to helping you make that happen in your own life. For those of you who are listening and you want a reminder of what we've talked about today, I've created a free guide for you to do your own work and discover what your next steps are. But if you're listening to this, you're saying, Sunday, I got it. I get the steps. I know that that will lead to clarity, but I know myself. I'm not the type of person who's actually going to do what I say. And there's a lot of people out there. I mean, we work better when we have accountability. So what I'm offering you, what I've created for you, is called the Impact Mastermind. And it is helping you marry clarity with accountability and proven strategies so you can create the kind of impact in your life that you've been craving. I will share the link with you in this podcast and in the blog post. But what I want you to know about the Impact Mastermind is that it is a way for you to make more impact in the next 6 months than you have in the last 5 years. With the accountability of a group of like-minded individuals who are there as your cheerleaders and resource every step of the way, partnered with my individual coaching, you will find yourself 6 months down the road feeling the impact that you can't yet imagine, just like the stories that I've shared here today. So join me in the Impact Mastermind. I want you to check it out by going to the link and hop on a call with me by applying so we can discuss the kind of impact you want to make in your life, in your health, in your relationships, in your business, in your profession, or even in your community. Because you are just one step away from creating that domino effect that we've been talking about. It starts in November, so hurry up and apply now so we can hop on the phone. I want you to be celebrating the difference in your life this time, 6 months down the road. You've been listening to Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. Remember, actions prove who someone is. Words prove who they want to be. So pay attention to your words, and then let's take action so you will become that.